Welcome to another episode of Our Girl and Things podcast. My name is Moy, your host, and compliments of the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. Sanamgela to a brand new year, all 2024. And as the new year brings new beginnings, new resolutions, new focuses and intentions and goals and targets. Most people are heading towards the gym, some people are heading towards school, some people are beginning new careers. So isn't just odd. I would like to start off the podcast by focusing on the topics that affect me, and I'm sure it affects other women like me, everyone. The one that's been on my mind a lot for the past, I'd say, year to 2 years that I've been informally looking at, you know, it's a topic that I'm very interested in, which is operating from a divine feminine energy. The topic, Lena, as a woman, are we really being our natural selves? This is the divine feminine energy, whether you're at work, at home, or in a place where of leisure, you know, are you operating from your most natural place as a woman? The way you respond to things, are you responding as a woman? The way that you handle things from a spiritual or even a physical or even an intellectual perspective, are you handling it from a place operating as a woman? And from a spiritual perspective, are you responding to things as a woman? Are you allowing my roles alcohol as a woman? Like a simple thing at the end, so long ago, so once in a while I'm required to and who's always wearing pants and, you know, full-on makeup and da-di-da, going out and all that. Like, how? And I'm like, no, guys, I am both these things. I am this person, you know. And it's okay for a modern woman to operate from a divine feminine expert, and especially from a spiritual level, as a woman. You know, I was Klonipa as a man spiritually. Ngokomoya fanele ngihloniphe as a woman, and ukuhlonipha kwami as a woman for me means ukushukula, especially for abantu abadala bami, means ukushukula nokugqoka ingubo. So this is a topic that I want to explore because it ties into a lot of things. It ties into your health, it ties into your relationships, ties into your career even, and I would say more especially into relationships, and not amba romantic relationships kuphela, guys. You know, romantic relationships doesn't mean they're referring to romantic relationships with pale. They're also referring to relationships that you have with either your kids or your mom or your sisters or your friends, your community even. So there's a lot of things. So I'm very excited about this topic. So let's get into it. Welcome to Our Girl and Things podcast 2024. Let's go. Okay. Divine feminine energy is the concept that transcends a lot of religious and spiritual boundaries. It basically talks about a set of qualities where how you are as a woman, how you operate from your most basic natural aspect as a woman, right? That's basically what it is. There are a few key aspects to consider, right? The first is balancing said energy, because the energy is there. Similarly to your hormones, we all have a combination of estrogen and progesterone, and you know, which are the female hormones, as well as some of the male hormones as well. Naturally, from a biological standpoint, every single human being, irrespective of sex, right. With that, there's energy attached to that. So there's a feminine energy with the feminine hormones, and there's a male energy with the male hormones. So with you embodying both, there's one that's going to be dominant, obviously, similar to your biology. That's what makes you a woman, right? So as a woman, my dominant energy is a divine feminine energy, unlike like my slightly dormant healed masculine energy. So it's a balance of both, but obviously as a woman,
your divine feminine energy is slightly higher. Okay, so we're going to talk about balancing those energies. What are the archetypes in terms of the different energies? You know, in psychology and mythology, various archetypal figures embody different aspects of the divine energy, such as the nurturing mother, Mother Gaia, which is Mother Earth, and you have and in some cultural aspects within their folklore, they refer to the sun as a her. You know, there's a lot of archetypes in terms of from a spiritual perspective. Would say, you know, there's that embrace and praise the divine feminine energy, right? And the divine feminine energy represents nurturing, intuitive, and receptive sides of people that complements an active and assertive and protective qualities of the divine masculine energy, like I was talking about, right? So it's a lot of things. It's a lot of things that we've got into. As well as we got to touch on healing and transformation with the different energies, you know, especially with the divine feminine energy, it's often associated with healing and some of the most life-changing aspects of life. You know, it's seen as an emotional type of energy, you know. So it's a matter of understanding how does it tie into healing and transformation as well. Nature and creation, divine feminine energy, as I said earlier, the most prominent one is Gaia, which is Mother Earth. You know, that not saying that it shouldn't be a Father Earth, but, you know, essentially, according to folklore, you know, with some cultures as well, the reference to Gaia is Mother Earth. So that's that as well. And some of the spiritual practices that come with it as well, you know, everything from certain rituals and yoga and meditation, they very, very linked to how you operate in your divine feminine energy. The better you are, those different aspects of spiritual practices, is the more you tap into your divine energy. And trust me, I know this for a fact as a person that meditates a lot, and I do some yoga, but meditation, I get it from a meditation standpoint. Yeah. And then we it's important to note, Wuti, discussions about divine feminine energy is a very personal and spiritual in nature. And how you view it and how we experience it, iyahluka from person to person, you know. Another person will have another story in comparison to mine. So it's that as well. So it's very important to note such. And Lama discussions, they often seek to honor and explore the very different aspects of the feminine. What does it mean to people? How do they activate it? How do they practice it? How do they heal it? How do they, you know, embody it in their daily lifestyles? So it's very important to understand, Wuti, it's discussions that seek to honor and explore the different aspects of a feminine within a context of spirituality, personal growth, and ukhula kwakho, empowerment yakho. I just want to touch on another thing as well. There's a lot of things that happen to us as women where we grew up in a certain way. Okay. I will elaborate on that. When we say you grew up in a certain way, for example, I come from a family which is a matriarch. So there's a lot of females in my family, you know, heading the family, making decisions for the family, you know. My divine feminine energy is there, but it's been often overshadowed by an activation of my divine masculine energy, my healed masculine energy, you know. I wouldn't call it healed, but my divine masculine energy, where I've heard through the fact to go to this no male around, we had to survive a certain way, and that we had to activate a part of ourselves which is very masculine. That's the support, the strategist, the the take carer, the hunter, you know, and expect of my energy, which got into a point where I think yaba ningi, yaba high. Umuntu se operate like a guy all the time, you know, in terms of how I am with people, and it would trickle all the way down to how I am in my romantic relationships, where I'm leading the relationship when I shouldn't as a female, and then it will trickle down, it will come all the way down to the most important role, which is me being a mom. I'm a mom to a 12-year-old girl, and I'm a single parent, so I have to activate that side of myself in order to parent this child. But I don't want her to think ukuthi uma wakhe is all strict and no fun and no love and whatnot, because of the masculine energy I have to operate in parenting her. So it touches so many ama aspects of impilo zethu, and uphila unganaki uyitshela ukuthi no, I'm being a strong independent woman, all of that, I got this, ngifundile, ngisebenza, everything I got on my own, I can go anywhere with my shit. Well, you're there, you're living your life. You know, you're living your life. But you're not understanding, Muti, that is very well and good. Kodwa khona imbalance esikhona manje. The imbalance lena, it affects her, isn't to the point where abanye bethu are not paying attention, and they're not seeing it, and we always ask these questions, why am I repeating the same issues like with the department, whether it's how you relate to people, how you relate to people at work, how you relate to people within your family, how you relate to people within your social aspect. It does affect every single part of you, you know, and the most notable one, and abanye bethu don't like to admit it to ourselves, the most notable one, it has to be relationships. I'm a relationships in with a significant others get super affected by imbalance, your divine energy, you know, your feminine energy, because now you are partnered with a person, you know, and there has to be a yin and yang situation going on, because naturally that's what it is. You're with this man, and now you're supposed to be his soft place, his nurturing place, his support place, his soundboard, you know, where he bounces off ideas and gets solutions, where he goes and recharges. You know, you're no longer that person. Instead, you're trying to do the same to him, you know, and we was okay. What exactly is going on? And it's just a simple fact. You have an imbalance in regards to your divine energy. And I'm saying this from a personal view, because something that I noticed about a year ago when I was introduced to the topic via a book. I'm trying to remember this book. I'll remember the book. And I'll talk about it a little bit later. Maybe in another segment. But yeah, through a book. And it was mentioning mostly the goddess Shakti, which is a Hindu goddess that is seen as the embodiment of a divine feminine energy. And when I read up on them and the things that they pointed out, especially when it comes to the imbalances, it's almost like, whoa, serious? Really? That's me though. And then I was like, you know what? How do I change this? And I decided to ngiqale kancane with the most important role I have as a woman, which is I'm a mother. So I started with, you know, healing that side of myself. I had to heal that side of myself so I can ensure Uti I'm a better mom to her. So I started with her. As just a quick experiment to myself as well, Uti kibontuti ngempela ngempela if mengishintsha ngizoshintsha to what extent, you know, and will it have the desired effect that I wanted to have, you know. So I chose ukuthi I'm going to be much more gentle, actually, in regards to my responses to her, especially in moments where there was like
there was a mess up happening. You know, there was an instruction that, or chore that wasn't done. I'd be like, Yazin, Azande, it's okay, you didn't do the chore. I am upset. Let's look for a better solution. So that's it started kancane like that. Ukuthi, the way that I respond to her in any situation, whether it's good or bad or whatnot, I respond with more love first. Even when I feel ukuthi I should be more, I need to be more stern, I would deliberately choose to be softer and more gentle with her. And I will not lie, it has amazing responses. I have a much closer relationship with my child for the past year because of how I'm responding to everything that she does, you know, and making sure, even if it's something that I'm severely, infuriatingly mad at, I would look to love. I will respond with love first, and then later on, and just explain. I will respond to love first. Let me give you an example. She breaks one of my favorite bowls, and normal me will be like, you know, mothers, we go into it like, what are you doing? Hey, please clean that up, you know. But in this instance, I chose Ubuti. It's, oh, okay, there was a mistake. Are you all right? Let's clean it up. We cleaned it up, you know, and I told her, Ubuti, I'm not happy about it, but it's done. It's clean. It's cleaned up. She just needs to be more careful next time, you know. It's doing things like that. And then when I started reading up more on a divine feminine energy, Ubuti, some of us have a real, genuine fear of being that vulnerable. And that's through Westernization. We've been indoctrinated, vele, Ubuti, especially black women now, Ubuti, you need to be a strong black woman all the time. In South Africa, in Bogoto, you know, and nakona, it's damaging. It's damaging. It's damaging to the divine feminine energy, because the divine feminine energy in its essence is a supporting energy. It's a nurturing energy. It's a loving energy. It's a gathering, like a gather energy. From a hunter-gather relationship, divine feminine energy is the gatherer. In the relationship, it's an energy that trusts in itself, that's self confident in itself. It's an energy that trusts God and the nature around it. Wuti, things will work out. Not saying wuti, it's living la di da, you know. There's plans in place and understands if things fail, things do fail, and it's okay. Let's create another plan. But it's an energy that trusts in the path, that embodies uthando and care and efforts, you know, and support and strategy as well, similar to masculine energy. So if that's an imbalance, how are you operating in the world? You cannot operate from a masculine energy only. It's unnatural. That's an imbalance, you know. So it's very important for umntu wesifazane to activate their sides to themselves. What I really like in my research, because I'm still researching, I don't know everything about it. I know most things. I know a lot more than I did a year ago. But the most interesting part of it is that people have a very misconceived idea about divine feminine energy. They automatically think submissive. They automatically think, oh, you know, like, you know, dumb girl or one of those yes girls. No. Divine feminine energy, essentially, similarly as well to masculine energy, it is based off self-awareness. It's based on self-confidence. You cannot operate in any of those energies without those two aspects. You need to be hyper self-aware of the things that, of the person that you are, what you like, what you do, what you don't do, what you go with and what you don't go with. And that ties in into the self-confidence as well. So you know
would see, even in a million group of people, if you feel good, see, if they agree on one thing and you feel the other, the opposite is correct for you, you're going to go with the opposite without feeling any type of way. That's the kind of self-confidence it ties into. So if you don't have that, you know, within yourself, there's the energy itself is completely imbalanced. Completely unbalanced. So if you are self-aware and you are self-confident, you are able to operate as a woman. I trust the plans that I have in place for myself and my career and my family are going to work out. You know, so you walk with a surety. And that really stems from like I like to call it an uber sense of awareness, self-awareness, and an uber sense of self-confidence. And that's key. Yeah, well, but the most important thing, I think, the most important aspect of feminine energy that I personally really love is how we love. You know, a lot of us are really not embracing how we're supposed to love or how we want to love, because we've been, for lack of a better word, so unconditional trauma, we're being triggered all the damn time by things. But you know, the most key thing in within a nurturer, a nurturing spirit, a divine feminine spirit, is how we love our family, our community, our world, you know, our careers, you know, how we love is so key, because it ties into rep, like stronger communities with women that are nurturing and supportive thrive, communities with women who are able to assist their partners properly. It's like a family, you know, in a family setup, in a healthy family setup. I'm not talking about like just some of the things that we're experiencing as humans. I'm talking about like a proper, healthy family relationship with mom and dad and working together, raising a family. That family thrives. Most of families like that, they thrive. They thrive because they're able to witness both energies working currently together, you know, and it's mainly because of the feminine, which is, as under my mama, we will call it, there's a saying, it's a man is the head, but the woman is the neck. She directs where everything goes, you know, she directs where the head goes. So it's the kind of support that we're supposed to, that's the kind of support we're supposed to give. That's the kind of leadership we're supposed to show within our families and within our communities. That's the kind of way that we're supposed to be loving towards our families and our communities. And it's sad, Uti, most women are not living in that truth. And but it's also very encouraging, Uti. A lot of us are learning about this, and I'm hoping we'll see, you know, someone is listening and they're understanding, and we can connect on what I'm talking about, you know, and they can have some sort of takeaway and find their own way of accessing and healing the divine energy that they have. To me, this feels like an epiphany engathi pivot futhi at the same time, because understanding and then operating from a divine feminine energy, like it's showing me another side to myself that I've always known ukuthi ikhona, but I understand ukuthi why ngawazi we access. You know, especially when we're going to my son, yeah, understand what's okay. How does it work? Yeah, I got them and I was implemented, but now, and because I understand, I'm able to use it. And when I use it, it's like, okay,
I was supposed to be this way, really. You know, I'm meant to be just as smart, just as capable, but at the same time, be as soft as I want to be. Like, require help, you know, and be as girly as my heart desires. Because I want to when I'm girly, you know, and I love that. I love that for me. I am girly, and I don't mind operating and walking the world as such. I'm walking the world in divine feminine energy. This is like a brand new chapter to my womanhood and to my life. So I'm excited. Thank you so much for listening in today. Thank you so much, Ngiyabonga. This was the 6th episode of Abangelin Things podcast. I will do better. Ngiyathembisa, I promise. Like, I will do better. At least an episode every month. Yeah, that's what we're gunning for. It's 2024. We have new goals. So we're gunning for an episode every month of Abangelin Things podcast. Ngiyabonga. Have a blessed day. Enlighten in love. Stay blessed.